You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You got anything on your calendar? You got a dot on your calendar that you're dreading?
I sure do. As a matter of fact, it's at 2 p.m. tomorrow. I have not been to the dermatologist in 15 years.
It's far too long.
Far too long. And I got a little thing on my nose I got to go get looked at. Probably okay. Chopped off, which is horrible timing because I just got a message a little bit ago that they're doing new headshots here at the office, and I'm going to have a big old chunk taken out of my nose. The thing is I'm going to go ahead while I'm in there and do a full body exam as well. So that means I'm going to have to strip down to my underpants in front of a stranger, and that is not for me. The guy who won't even take his shirt off at the pool. I don't like getting massages because I want to leave my clothes on. And here I am tomorrow. And mind you, I didn't make this appointment. Knick Knack made it for me. She's like, you're going. I'm just making it. And I'll be standing in a room with a stranger tomorrow with, you know, everything hanging out. As a matter of fact, after the show today, I'm going to go, you're going to give me hell for this, but I'm going underpants shopping because I'm a boxer brief guy.
Mm-hmm.
Very tight. You know, there's very little for the imagination. And if I'm going to be standing there, I'm going to just wear regular boxers, just a little more loose, you know, free flowing. Feels more like a pair of shorts.
Don't worry. It'll be cold in the room, so you'll be fine.
I know, and that too. So
you'll be fine.
I need something very baggy.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it. Your health is important. You're doing that. They'll burn thing off your nose. It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
They won't get a scalpel. They'll just put that stuff on there. What is that? Hydrogen?
I think they're going to chop it. I really do think. My regular doctor has scalpeled it once, and then the last time I went in last year for my annual, let's call it, he froze it. So he tried freezing it, and it came back. So I think they're going to have to dig pretty deep to get this bad boy out. Something's in there. I got to check.
Maybe they just...
I got a watermelon seed in there, I think, and this is going to grow something.
Maybe they just amputate your nose and be done with
it. They might just lop my nose off, man, so I don't know.
You know, I got a funny one. I've been needing to go and get my legal first name changed, and I got it set up. It's been a months-long process, and now that it's arriving where I actually am going to meet with the judge, suddenly I'm dreading it.
Really?
And I'm feeling, yes, it's for the best. It needs to be done, but I'm dreading it. It's a dot on my calendar that's rapidly approaching. And I'm like, God, after having the same first name my entire life, suddenly it's going to be a little different. Just, it's a spelling difference, and it's a long story.
But he's changing it to Brent, so.
Teresa says, it's a 50th anniversary party for my aunt and uncle, and I can't stand either one of them.
Oh, no.
But my mom is making me go because it's family.
Right, because then everyone will be like, why wasn't, what's her name?
Teresa.
Why isn't Teresa here?
She says, I don't think a 39-year-old woman should have to go anywhere, but it's one of those things where you have to keep the peace. And then she wrote, grr, G-R-R-R. And Amy says, I'm dreading my annual work evaluation meeting, which is this Thursday. I hate it. They should stop doing these.
I know
a lot of people who have an annual meeting with a supervisor, and they sit down and they spend an hour going over all of the pros, the highs, the lows, the good, the bad, and they say it is worse than going and getting a root canal. It's just so painful to sit there and have to have your job evaluated.
I know somebody that has to do that, and they have to list their accomplishments, or not accomplishments, their like what they want to get done in the next year. What would that be called?
Their
goals,
productivity to-do list or whatever.
Their goals for the upcoming new year, and they're like, I make up like 90% of that just to get through the meeting.
What would we say if we were asked our goals for the next year?
Just stay top three.
Survive.
Survive. Keep waking up at 3:30 every day, for God's sake.
Jeremy was talking about going into the dermatologist and getting something either burned or sliced off his nose. And so Robert sent in photos that I'll just let you take a look at.
Thanks, Robert. I saw him. Thanks
with
for
his
that.
Face.
Now I'm totally freaking out. They had to like saw half of his nose off. So
Ruben wrote in and said, "The day I'm dreading on the calendar, going back to work after vacation."
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The amount of ones coming in about colonoscopies. I'll give you the best one from Ginger because I like her opening line. She says, "Boys, I gotta drain dat butt and do my first colonoscopy on the 25th. Mm-hmm. I'm extremely nervous. Don't want to do it." Ah, it's fine. Once you're in there, and it, yeah. I've had it done, it's really not that big a deal.
And I've had two colonoscopies in my life, and I'll tell you, the prep that everyone talks about, it's not that,
not
I mean,
that
it's
bad.
Just a couple hours out of your life. It's just not a big deal. Just truly, get something good to read or a movie to watch.
Truly follow the instructions where it says don't trust a fart, though, because I did poop my pants a little bit.
Yeah.
In front of the family.
In front of the family.
No, it's fine.
Denise says divorce court this Friday.
Oh,
okay. Yikes. Well, you know, hey, brighter days are ahead. That's one way to look at it. And then Kim said, I think she's referencing today. It's she sent us a screenshot of a little calendar thing that shows her 44th birthday.
Oh, yeah. I wrote back that she's old. I was like, you're old.
Oh, that's funny. Let's go to the phones. Let's see what some people have to say. Starting with Linda. Linda, 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 Linda. Thanks for calling. What are you dreading?
I have to take my 91-year-old mother-in-law to the creepy foot doctor where he carves chunks off her feet.
I watch those videos on Instagram. Those are fascinating.
She insists I go in the room with her, and the man is nice enough. I'll give him that. But he likes to talk, and feet creep me out. And, you know, you're required to make eye contact when someone's talking with you. So I'm watching chunks of her feet fall on the floor while I talk to this man, and I hate it.
Yeah, but you know what? He's doing good for your mom. And you know what? You should scoop that up, put it in a little Ziploc, and sprinkle it on a salad later.
Mm-hmm. See? Aren't you glad you called? Linda, thanks for being on the show. Kirk, good morning. What are you dreading on your calendar?
Hip replacement.
Boy, there's a lot of medical stuff coming in, isn't there? Jeremy's face, your hip.
You'll be fine, though. I hear they have you up and walking, like, right after the procedure.
Supposed to be out that afternoon, according to the doctor.
Yeah, I've had an uncle have done it, and a couple people I know. And, yeah, you'll be up and moving. No problem.
Yeah, and you'll feel so much better later.
You'll be on a trampoline in no time. Here's one from John. John says, I have a day of fun with my office on September 1st. The boss is taking us all out for horseback riding. He said,
really?
It's supposed to be team building and connecting with nature. He goes, I work as an automotive parts distributor, connecting with nature? Then he just wrote, I'd rather die. Yeah, I get it. We've talked about these things, the forced merriment.
Yeah, and the horseback riding is interesting because you're in a straight line, so you can't really all chat with each other. You're in a straight line going about 1.2 miles per hour.
It's supposed to be calming, I guess, and
therapeutic. The horse stuff is, the trails that I run are also horse trails, and so I'm constantly coming across these magnificent beings.
Yeah.
And the horses, too.
Wow.
On the trails. Okay. Nikki.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, Janelle says, I'm going to get my boobs squished in September. That blank hurts, is what she says. I hate it.
Yeah, but again, it's good, that you're getting that done.
It's like the colonoscopy. You got to do it.
Thank you for doing that. Nikki writes in, says, the day I'm dreading today is my birthday and also the first day of school. I'm a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, yeah. Along those lines, real quick, Tina says, I have a field trip I volunteered for my son's second grade class to the zoo next week. I'm so dreading it. Are you allowed to drink on a school bus?